Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Education has approved its 2026 millage rate at 14.530 mills, that following final public hearings and a called meeting yesterday afternoon. According to a resolution prepared for the Dade County Commission, the school system estimates the new rate will generate about $9.48 million in property tax revenue for school purposes. The resolution shows the rollback rate was calculated at 13.15 mills, meaning the adopted 14.53 is 1.38 mills above the rollback rate. The school board had previously operated at 13.53, meaning the newly approved rate represents a 1 mill increase over last year's actual millage rate. The Dade County Commission is scheduled to authorize collection of the school system's 2026 property taxes at a meeting today. That resolution dated for today, in fact. The additional revenue comes as Dade County Schools works to address its budget deficit and increased operating expenses, including higher employee health insurance costs. A 51-year-old Rising Fawn man is facing five charges following an arrest on Saturday. According to the booking information, Timothy Gene Clark was booked about 9:16 in the evening on the 23rd, charged with two counts of aggravated assault along with battery. He also faces charges of discharging a firearm while under the influence of alcohol or drugs and possession of a firearm or knife during the commission or attempted commission of certain felonies. The booking report lists a total of five charges. No additional details about the circumstances leading to the arrest were included in the information provided. Right now, all those charges are allegations. Around the area, Walker County will be the first stop on the new constituent services tour across Georgia's 14th Congressional District. Congressman Clay Fuller's office is launching their new County Connections initiative, bringing members of his staff directly into communities to help residents with federal agencies, casework, and other constituent needs. That stop is on Friday from 9 until noon at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. Under the program, Fuller's staff will visit one of seven counties each Friday on a rotating basis, focusing on areas that do not currently have a congressional field office. The tour will come to Dade County September 11th, with staff available at the historic Dade County Courthouse. The Tennessee Valley Authority is changing how it charges large data centers as electricity demand continues to grow across the region. Their board of directors approving a new wholesale rate structure expected to increase overall billing for data centers by about 10%, phased in over three fiscal years starting in October. TVA says the goal is to make sure data centers and other major power users pay the full cost of electricity and infrastructure needed to serve them, rather than passing that cost along to residential customers, small businesses, and existing industry. The change comes as AI and data centers drive significant new demand for electricity. TVA estimates the Valley could need between 11 and 32 gigawatts of additional generation capacity by 2040. The utility has approved more than $13 billion in investments through 2029 to expand and maintain the power system. TVA Chairman Mitch Graves says the agency's priority is keeping rates affordable and reliability high while making sure families and small businesses are not left carrying the cost of serving large new power users. And in sports, after a day off for travel, the Braves are back in action tonight. Got three in a row against the Los Angeles Dodgers from Truist Park. All three games tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock for the Ford Leadoff Show. First pitch each evening at 7:15. Braves and Dodgers, game one coming up tonight, 6 o'clock. All the action from Atlanta here on your 30-year Braves baseball station, Classic Hits KWIN. Get the latest update anytime, 24-7, on our website at discoverdade.com. Here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.